Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chavav, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, and Miriam bas Sara Dina. Today's daf is being learned as a schos v'yecheskel shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibodo l'chaim toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the four goyrolos that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. The first goyrol determined who would do the first avoida, the avoida of the Trumas Hadeshen. The second goyrol determined who would be involved in the offering of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Mi Shoichet, Mi Zoyrek, Mi Medashin is Be'ech HaPnimi, Mi Medashin is HaMenoira, that somehow got wrapped into this. And then additionally, the nine Kohanim that had to bring the different parts of the Karban Tamid that would ultimately be sacrificed on the Maroch of the Mizbech. So we discussed Goyrol number one and Goyrol number two. The Mishnah is now going to continue to discuss the third and the fourth. Says the Mishnah, HaPayis HaShlishi, the third Payis. So there was a proclamation that was made in the Azara, and it went as follows: Chadoshim L'Ketores Bo V'Hafisu. Anyone that hasn't had the opportunity yet to bring the Ketores should come now and partake in this Payis and give himself the opportunity to be involved in the Ketores. Clearly implying that somebody that had ever brought the Ketores, he was not allowed to be involved in this pious. The Gemara is going to explain. Varavi, the fourth pious was Chadoshim Im Yeshanim. Then already, even someone that had done this avoda before was able to come. Mi male evarim and akavish lemezbeach. And this pious was going to determine who was going to take the evarim that up until this point were on the kevish, they were on the ramp of the mezbeach, from there onto the top of the mezbeach. In other words, the pious hasheni was to determine who was going to bring the evarim onto the ramp of the mezbeach. But now that they were on the ramp of the mezbeach, they had to be brought from the ramp onto the top of the mezbeach. That was a separate pious, and that the pious harvi determined. Either way, the Gemara now is going to do an analysis of the two piyosos that the Mishnah just mentioned. So the pious hashlishi, the first of the two that I mentioned in our Mishnah, was to determine who was going to be involved in the ketores. Chadoshim l'ketores bo v'hafisu. And the announcement was that only someone that hadn't had the opportunity yet to bring the ketores, only he could partake in this girl. So the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa, mi oilam l'shana adam, but the Braisa says essentially what the Mishnah is implying, and that is no kohen was able to bring the ketores twice. My time, what's the reason? I'm Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said, mipnei shema asheres. It's because the ketores was a skula for Ashiras. And because it was a skula for Ashiras, Chazal wanted all Kohanim to have an opportunity to become an Osher. So if someone did the Ketores once, why should he do it again? Give somebody else an opportunity to do it. Literally spread the wealth. So it's for that reason, if somebody brought the Ketores once, he wasn't able to bring it again. Rapapa told Abaya, my time, what's the makar to this idea that the Ketores was Masheres? He said, is it because it says in the Pasuk, Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha, and then the following pasuk says, "Borei Hashem Cheloi Upoil Yodav Tirza." Now, Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha seems to be talking about the Ketores. Borei Hashem Cheloi Upoil Yodav Tirza seems to be talking about Ashiras. So, the juxtaposition, the smichas between the pasuk of Ketores and the pasuk of Ashiras, maybe that's the makar. Rapapa told Abaya that Ketores is a school of Ashiras, but he said, "Did Rapapa Ihachi? If that's the case, Oila Nami Oila should also be a school of Ashiras. Why? Because Haksiv. The pasuk says." Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha, and then immediately afterwards, V'cholil al Mizbechecha. Now, what's V'cholil al Mizbechecha? It's a carbon that was cholil, that was completely consumed by the Mizbeach, and that is the carbon oil. So Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha, V'cholil al Mizbechecha, and then afterwards, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Upoil Yadav Tirtzah. So Rapapa told Abaya, Monavshach, if this pasuk is the Makar, that Ketores is a school of Hashiros, Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha, and then afterwards, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, then the oil should also be a school of Hashiros, because it says Yosimu Ketore Ba'apecha, V'cholil al Mizbechecha. Now it's clear, Rapapa told Abaya, that the oil is not a school of Hashiros. Why? Because the pious Hasheni involved the carbon oil, the Tamid Shal Shachar. The pious Aravi involved an oilo, the Tamid Shal Shachar, and there was no halacha of Chadashim needing to do the avoda. To the contrary, chadashim im yeshanim. So said Rav Papa, what's the makar that k'tayrus is a school of hashiris? If it's the smichas between these two psukim, misim k'tayr v'apecho and baruch hashem chelo, then oyla should be included as well. So Amales Abaye told Rav Papa something fascinating. He told him hash chicha. Meaning you're right. Really, based on the smichos of the psukim, the same drasha we have to teach us that Torah is a school of Hashiris, we have l'chura to teach us that the oil is a school of Hashiris. However, there's a fundamental difference between the oil and the Torah. The oil was shchiach. Any yachid could, if he would like, donate an oil. The Torah was only ba mishal tzibur. As a result, it was loy shchicha. We saw this in the previous stuff, that the k'tayrus was considered loy shchicha. So what? So it's kedai to see Rashi inside. Dibur ha-maskel ha loy shchicha. Zok teilege Rashi. U-mestabra. It makes sense. Dechiksiv oysher ad loy shchicha. That if the Torah is promising Ashirus, it's probably promising it for something that's not shchiach. The im loy came, because otherwise, nimtzu akol ashirim. Everyone's going to be an oysher. Anyone's going to bring a garban oyla, he's going to be a gvir. Can't be. Must be the school of Hashiris is only for something that's loy shchiach. In other words, Abaye told Rav Papa, you want to know the makar that k'tayrus is the school of Hashiris, it's the smichos. You'll see muktar b'pecho, and then afterwards it says baruch Hashem chelei. It also says the cholulam is bechach. Yeah, but that's shchiach. And for something that's shchiach, you can't have a school of Hashiris. Amar Rava. Rava said on this note, so we mentioned the pasuk of yosim muktar b'pecho v'cholulam is bechach, which is really the end of a pasuk. It's the end of a pasuk in parashas v'zois ha-bracha, which, of course, discusses the brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gave ba'achris hayamim. He gave brachos to each individual shevet. This pasuk is in the brachos that he gave shevet Levi. Levi, the Koyanim, Yosim, Uktar, Ba'pech, they bring the Ktaris, the Cholam is Bechech, then the ones that are Makriv the oil. But this is the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is Yoru Mishpatech Le Yaakov, Vesayroscho Le Yisrael. Because in addition to Shevet Levi's job to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, they also have a job to teach Torah. The whole Chsam Sofer is based on this Yisai. So Rava, on that note, said, Le Mishkachas Tzurim Rabbanan de Moiri, you will not find a Tzurim Rabbanan, a young, budding Talmud Chacham, that paskins shaylus elo the asim shevet Levi, unless he comes from shevet Levi, oim shevet Yisachar, or comes from shevet Yisachar. Levi, the chesiv yirim shpatach liyakov, this pasuk that we just mentioned, Yisachar, the chesivu bnei Yisachar, yoidei bino lo itim vadas mayase Yisrael. So there's a pasuk that suggests that Levi has a koyach of hira, yoiru mishpatach liyakov, and there's a pasuk that suggests that Yisachar does the same thing. So Rava said loy mishkachas tzur merabon in the meiri, unless he comes from either shevet Levi or from shevet Yisachar. Afraid the gemara of emi Yehuda nami. Maybe it comes from Shevi Yehuda. The pasuk says Yehuda mechoykeke. Yehuda is a mechoykeke. He's someone that passes laws. It sounds like he's a dayan. So Rava said, Asuke shmeitz alibi de hilchas akamin. What I meant was to be mechavim to the halacha. Yehuda mechoykeke. Yehuda is a gesetzgeber. That's the way we use the taichet. He gives, he passes laws. But no one says that he gets the halacha right. Levi and Yisachar, they're asuke shmeitz alibi de hilchas. They, we know, get the halacha right. And it's for that reason, said Rava Chiddush, that lo asit lo mishkachas tzur merabon on the moiri, why are we talking about this? Because that's the ratio of the pasuk that the Gemara just quoted. Why are we talking about that pasuk? Because that's the makar that Ketores is a school of Hashiris. Why are we discussing that Ketores is a school of Hashiris? Because that's why the Mishnah said that when they did the Pais HaShlishi, which was determined who was going to do the Ketores, they said, Chadoshim l'Ketores, only new people should bring the Ketores. We're going to return to this Gemara. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Efaisan al Tamid Shalbein Arabayim. There was no girl that was made for the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim. Meaning, everything that happened by the Tamid Shal Shachar repeated itself in the afternoon with the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim. So was there another girl for the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim? What happened then? Ella said, Rabbi Yochanan, no, it wasn't a new girl. Whoever was Oicha, whoever won the girl in the morning, he got to do it in the afternoon as well. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kashuk shem mefaisim b'shachris, kach mefaisim bein arbayim. It's before Shabbaisa. Just like they made a girl in the morning, they made another girl in the afternoon. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever won in the morning, he got to do the afternoon. There wasn't a new girl. So the Gemara, Kitanya Hibik Tiris. Now that price is not talking about the Tamid, but it's talking about the Ktiris. Ktiris was also brought in the morning and the evening. The Pais HaShlishi involved the Ktiris, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is. Well, that's what the price is saying, that just like there was a girl for the Ktiris in the morning, there was another one in the evening as well. And why did they do that? Zok Rashi, Lefisha Leishana Adam Ba. It's for the same reason you always had to have a new kohen doing it. No one's going to do the Torah twice. Not happening. And even if you want it in the morning, you're not even going to do it in the afternoon. But the Gemara says, Vatanya, but I still have a problem. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan said there wasn't a new pious for the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. We learned to the Brayis exchange of Mefaisen Loi Shachris, Kach Mefaisen Loi Arvis. Just like they made a girl in the morning, they made a girl in the evening. Now, why can't you give the same answer? Maybe he's talking about the Ketores. So the reason is because the Lashon of the Brayis is, Kashem Shem Mefaisen Loi. Loi is a Lashon Zachar, as opposed to La, which would be a Lashon Nekefa. Ketores is a Lashon Nekefa. The Tomid is a Lashon Zachar. If the Brayis meant Ketores, like we said the previous Brayis meant, it would have said Kashem Shem Mefaisen Loi. From the fact that it says Loi, talk about a subtlety, it's mashma, we're talking about the carbon Tomid. So it's a Mefurisha Brayis that they made another girl in the afternoon, not like Rabbi Yochanan, Zach the Gemara, aim a law, change the gears in the Brayis, not Loi, Loi, Vatanya, but the Gemara says I have another Brayis. So Kashem Shem Mefaisen Loi Shachris, Kach Mefaisen Loi Arvis. Who Kashem Shem Mefaisen Loi Shachris, Kach Mefaisen Loi Arvis. This is a problem, because now you have a Brayis that says Loi and Loi. Obviously, Loi is referring to the Talmud, Loi is referring to the Ketores. But clearly, you see the Salach Shu for the Talmud as well. You're right. This Braisa for sure says that they used to make a special girdle for the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. However, we're talking about Shabbos. It was one day a week. Shabbos was different. Why? Because on Shabbos, there was the changing of the guard. The Mishmar used to change every Shabbos. So the Mishmar that was serving in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning on Shabbos didn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash in the afternoon Shabbos. So obviously, it couldn't be the same Kohen that won the Geirul in the morning to do it in the afternoon, because his Mishmar is not even serving anymore. So if his Mishmar is not serving, so obviously he can't be the same Kohen. So we had no choice, and it's for that reason, this is the way it was. We had a Havamina that maybe every single day they used to repeat the Geirul for the Tamil. If that's the case, there were much more than four Geirulis. We said it's four Geirulis. Nefishalu Paisas. It's going to be more than four. Zokta Gemara, no. It's not a kasha. Why? Because even though the Mishnah said there were four, and we're entertaining the possibility that maybe they repeated it in the afternoon, but at the same time, it's considered four. Why? Because Maisi Kulu Mitzafra Asu, the Zachar, the Shachar, Zachar, the Zachar, the Yavar, Zachar. I mean, it could be it was more than four Geirulis, but it happened in four gatherings. So there were four times where everybody convened. There were Geirulis done at those times. It could be at some of those times there was done more than one. Meaning the Pious Hasheni, which determined which Kehanim were going to be involved in the Karban Tamid, in the Havamina, that they used to make this Geirul separately for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, so they would have done it twice. They would have done it for the Tamid Shel Shachar, they would have done it again for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But the point is that being that it was done in four sittings, that's why at the end of the day, no matter how many Geirulis there would have been, it would still qualify as being the Arba Piyaseis, Harevi Chadashim Im Yishanim. So the fourth Geirul, third one was the Ketores. The fourth one didn't involve necessarily Chadashim, but rather Chadashim Im Yishanim, and it was to determine Mi Mala Evarin Min HaKevesh L'Mizbeach. Who was going to be the one that was going to take the Evarim from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So again, the Pious Hasheni, just to get this clear, was to determine who would take all the limbs of the Karban Ayla and bring it to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Somewhere on the ramp, these Evarim were placed. Then they had to go from the ramp and be brought on top of the Mizbeach. By the way, then they had to go from the top of the Mizbeach and actually be put in the fire. But the Pious Hasheni determined who took everything and put it onto the Kevesh, wherever that place on the Kevesh was. And then the Pious Harevi was to finish that job. Who took it from that point in the Kevesh and actually brought it to the top of the Mizbech. And that was a separate Pious. So, the Mishnah is clearly not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm going to learn to the Mishnah. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the person that brought the Evarim onto the Kevesh, he was the one that brought it onto the Mizbech. Meaning there wasn't a separate Pious to determine this. So, the Gemara, but Michael Mifli, what's the Machloikis, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Chachamim? Machloikis, whether there was a separate Pious to determine who takes it from the Kevesh onto the Mizbech. So, the Gemara, Pasha, Mar Sovar, Peroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Tan of our Mishnah holds, Peroiv Am Hadras Melech. Make another pious, make a bigger tumult, have another kohen come. So that's nicer. Umar Sovar Mokum Shchin Alav Oirech Ara. No, it doesn't pass. Because you know what it looks like? The kohen that's bringing the Evarim on the ramp decide, you know what, halfway, I'm tired, Chavnashkan Koyach. It was a long ramp and it was steep. I'm going to leave it there on the ramp and let somebody else come and finish the job. Labo Yerichara. So it was a question of sensitivities. The Chachamim held the sensitivity is Beroivam Hadras Melech Mikatumul Bevesel Kim Nahalich Berogish, like we saw. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had a sensitivity; it doesn't pass that you should only do a half a jog because it looks like it's a tircha for you, and that's inappropriate. Amar Rava, so Rava made an observation. He said, Loi Rabbi Eliezer Islay the Rabbi Yehuda, for Loi Rabbi Yehuda Islay the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we know who Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is. Eliezer ben Yaakov just said that there was no pious or revi to determine who was going to take it from the midway point of the kevesh on top of the mizbeach, because whoever won the pious hashlishi, his job was to do that. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned on the top of Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. It's literally the top line. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lehoye Pious Lemachta Elokoyin Shezocha Biktoyres Oimer Lezeshi Imoy Zakei Imi Bemachta. The Mishnah said that the third Goyro was to determine who was going to bring the Ktoyres. But really there were two Kayhanim that had to be involved in the Ktoyres. One Kayhan had to physically bring the Ktoyres, and the other one had to take coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, bring it into the Heichel, place it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so that now we can be Machter the Ktoyres. The Ktoyres needed coals. Those coals came from the Marocha that was on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So one Kayhan would have to hold the pan with the coals, and the other one would have to be holding the Ktoyres. Rabbi Yehuda said that there was no separate pious for each one of the two jobs of the Ktoyres. There was one for the Ktoyres. The winner took the person to his right, and he schlepped them along. Zok the Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was discussing the piyosos as it relates to the evarim of the Tomit Shel Shachar going to the Mizbech. Was there two piyosos to determine it? Was it only one? Rabbi Yehuda was discussing the pious as it relates to the Ketoris. But the Gemara says, even though they're discussing two different things, there's a relationship, an indirect relationship between the two positions. Rava commented, Loi Rabbi Eliezer is the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov can't hold the Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda can't hold the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? Because the Im Kain batzru lupiosis. Because if that's going to be the case, you're going to end up missing one. Meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be missing one of the piousness. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't have the fourth pious. So if he doesn't have the fourth pious, what's his fourth pious? There were four pious. Everybody seemed to hold that way. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov didn't have the fourth. The fourth one was, who takes it from the point in the ramp that it was placed, bring it up to the Mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said the same Kayan did it. So you need a pious for that. So what was the fourth pious? Okay, I have one answer. It must be there were two for the Ketoris. Yeah, but the problem is Rabbi Yehuda holds there was only one for the Ketoris. Or must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also holds there was only one pious for the Ketoris. What would be the fourth? Must be mi male varim in akevish lemizbech, like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav and Aleph. But what about a coin from Eliezer ben Yaakov? Eliezer ben Yaakov holds there wasn't such a pious. Must be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says even though the two shittas really have nothing to do with each other, but if you make the cheshbon, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold the Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because if Eliezer ben Yaakov also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the fourth pious? You don't have the fourth pious of our Mishnah, and you don't have Rabbi Yehuda's fourth pious, and vice versa is also true. Talk to our Imish Kachastana the Tani Chomesh. And by the way, says the Gemara, FYI, if you're going to find the Tana somewhere that holds that there were five pious, I'll tell you the Cheshbon. Who the like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who the like Rabbi Yehuda. That Tana is going to hold not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, meaning there were two to determine me male Evarim, and there were two to determine the Ketoris. The like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says there were one for the Evarim. The like Rabbi Yehuda that says there was one for the Ketoris. So if you have the four of the Mishnah and you have the fifth of Rabbi Yehuda, that's how you would end up with a number five. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Tomid Kare Betish. The Tomid was brought every day with nine Kohanim. Now Rashi says what we're referring to is the Hilachas Evarim of the Karban Tomid. Meaning the parts of the Tamid that had to be brought up the ramp and ultimately to the top of the Mizbech. That involved every day nine Kayhanim. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah made the Cheshbon, right? The Mishnah mentioned 13 Kayhanim, but the first four had nothing to do with Hilacha Seivarim. The first one was Mishoyche, Mizoyrek, Mimedashim Mizbech HaPnimi, Mimedashim Mizamanoyre. The other nine involved Hilacha Seivarim. So if you Cheshbon those nine, that's what you had every day. So Zokti Gemara, Tamid was always Kariv with nine Kayhanim. Ba'asara, sometimes with 10. Ba'achadasa, sometimes 11. B'shneimasa, sometimes with 12. Le'pachas v'le'yos. It was never less than 9, and it was never more than 12. Ketza, what's the cheshbon? Atzmi b'tes? Regular day, it was 9. B'chag, on Sukkis, b'yad echad tzloicha shalmayim. Together with the Tomin Shal Shachar, there had to be the tzloicha shalmayim. You had the nisuch hamayim on Sukkis. So you had another kind that was holding the jug of water. Hagrei kanasara, that's it then. Bein arbayim, every single day, bein arbayim.
Ba'achadasa, there were 11. Why? Who atzmai b'tesha? The Talmud always had 9, like the Mishnah said. V'shnayim b'yadim, shnei gzirei etzim. There was a special din. The Gemara is going to learn this out from a pasuk that there were 2 gzirei etzim that had to be put every single day by the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim on top of the Marocha. The 2 gzirei etzim were carried by 2 kohanim. So you have the 9 that you always have, plus those 2. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, ba'achad asar, you also had 11. What's the cheshbon? Who atzmai b'tisha, v'shnayim b'yadim, shnei b'zichei levoina, shalachem aponim. The b'zichei levoina of the lachem aponim were brought on Shabbos. The b'zichei levoina was what was matter the lachem aponim b'achila. The lachem aponim was eaten on Shabbos. It was divided amongst the mishmer ha-yoytzeh and the mishmer ha-nichnes. And the b'zichei levoina were also brought together with the Talmud Shal Shachar. So on Shabbos, in addition to the regular 9, you had the 2 Bezichei Levoina. And when Shabbos falls out on Sukkot, then it's 12. Because Biyad Echot Tzlecha Shamayim. Then you have the 9 that you always have. The 2 for the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. That's 11. Plus you have the 12 for the Nisach Hamayim. So how many Kehanim were Nogeya, the Hilachas Evarim of the Karban Oila? Never less than 9, never more than 12. Your typical Talmud Shal Shachar involved 9. By the way, the Talmud Shal Bein Rambayim involved 11. And it can go as high as 12. How do you get to 12? Shabbos, Talmud Shal Shachar, on Sukkot, you end up having 12. And the cheshbon of 12 is because Shabbos you always had 11, you had the 9, plus the Shnei Bezichei Levoina, Sukkot you also had Nisuch HaMayim, that's how you end up with 12. Zok Tigmar, Amar Rababa, Vitema Rami Bar Chama, Vitema Rabbi Yoichan. Rababa, some said Rami Bar Chama, and some say Rabbi Yoichanan said, Ein Menaskin Mayim Bechag, Ela Betomet Shal Shachar. The Nisuch HaMayim was always done in the morning. Meaning the Nisuch HaMayim, which was brought together with the Karban Talmud, it was always during the Talmud Shal Shachar, and never together with the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim. And you know that, because Mitzvah Tani B'Shabbos Shabtei Chachad, B'Yag Echad Tzlei Shal Chashol Mayim. What's the cheshbon? How is it possible for the Talmud to be brought with 12 Kayanim? Oh, very simple. Shabbos, Sukkot, you can end up having 12. Because Shabbos, Talmud Shal Shachar, you always have 11, plus the 12th is the Nisuch HaMayim. V'yisol G'dayich B'Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim Menaschen. But if you're going to tell me that the Nisuch HaMayim was brought during the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim as well, B'chol Nami Mishkachas Lo, then why do you have to come on to Shabbos every single weekday? Even of Sukkot, no such thing as a weekday on Sukkot, but every day Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, you always had 12. Because Sukkot, Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim always had 11. The 9 plus the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, and it's Yontif. So you're going to have the must be, said Rababa, Fitemer Rabbi Bar Chama, Fitemer Rabbi Yochanan, that the Nisuch HaMayim was not brought during the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because there was a Nisuch that was brought every single day together with the Karban Talmud. The Nisuch Hayayin, Umenchasim in Eskeim Kemedubar. And the Nisuch Hayayin was brought Sai with the Talmud Shal Shachar and Sai with the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim. So Ichvolt Gevolt Menin, that the Nisuch Hamayim should be the same way. That was Rabbi Yochanan's news that he was coming to share with us. And he said, Abadiyak in a Mishnah, that the Nisuch Hamayim was only brought with the Talmud Shal Shachar. It wasn't brought with the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim. What's the Diyak? A Geshmak Diyak. He said, because the Mishnah says the most Kayhanim you can ever have for the Talmud was 12. And the Cheshbon of 12 is Sukkot Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why do you need Sukkot Shechalias B'Shabbos? Every single day Sukkot was 12. By the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim. You always had 11 by the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim, and now you need a 12. So it must be that by the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbayim you never had it. The Talmud Shal Shachar always had 9. So on Sukkot, all you're really going to have is 10. Where's the Negeya? If it's Shabbos and it's Sukkot, oh, Shabbos, you always have 11. But even by the Talmud Shal Shachar, because of the Shnei B'Zichei Levoina, plus it's okay, you have the Nisuch HaMayim, that's how you end up with 12. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Afana Nami Tanina. This Diyak that Amiram had in our Mishnah, very Geshmak Diyak, said Rav Ashi, I can be Meichiach from somewhere else. A Mishnah in Mesechtes Sukkah. So the context over there is the Kohen that was doing the Nisuch HaMayim. They would tell the Kohen that did it, lift your hands very high. The reason was, Shapam Achas Nosach Al-Gabi Ragel, because it was once a Kohen who was a tzeduki. And when he did the Nisuch HaMayim, he poured the water not in the Mizbech, he poured it on his feet. One of the things that the tzedukim had a big, strong objection to was the Nisuch HaMayim. So just like in Yuma, you learn about the tzedukim because of the way they brought the Ketores, which was at odds with the way the Prushim had the Messiah, he's supposed to bring the Ketores. So the concept of the tzedukim come up major in the sugyas in the end of Masechta Sukkah regarding the Nisuch HaMayim, because the tzedukim didn't believe in the Nisuch HaMayim. So one of the takanas the Chachamim made, Lahoitzi Meliban Shal Tzedukim, like in the Mishnah that we had in the first parak, Mashpir, and they made him swear, Hu Parashabaychim, they ain't Parashabaychim. So in the same vein, they were a shtickle chayshabik shame the Kohen. And they would tell him, Hagbeis Yadcha, lift your hand high, because we want to make sure that we see where the water is going. We want to make sure that it's going on the Mizbech. What? Says the Gemara. Because once upon a time, there was a Kohen. Who was a Tzaddik? He didn't know what he was supposed to do. Ur Gamu Kalam Besser again. And everybody started pelting him with their Esraigim. Shema Mina, said Rav Ashi, that you know when you do Nisach HaMayim, you do it in the morning. So what's the Raya? What's the Raya? The Raya is, because Rav Ashi held that there was one piece of information that the Mishnah gave that it really didn't have to give. They pelted him with Esraigim. What's the difference if it was Esraigim or tomatoes, right? It doesn't matter what it was. Is there enough community that it was an Esrig? Must be, it's coming to teach us halacha. Because when does a person hold his Esrig? You have your Esrig during Shacharis. That's when you have it. So if the story happened when they had their Esraigim, Vais Tois, that's when you do the Nisach HaMayim. So said Rav Ashi, Afana Nami Tomina, I have a diuk in a Mishnah, Mesech Tesukah. So Rav Yochanan had a diuk from the Mishnah, Yuma Chavav Amidbeis. Rav Ashi said, I have a diuk from a Mishnah, Mesech Tesukah, Daf Memches Amidbeis. So one of the things that we saw in our Mishnah, very much Derech Agav, was that there was a difference between the way the Tomet Shal Shach and Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim was brought. By the Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim, there was Shnei Gzirei Eitzim that had to be placed on the Maroch. So we're going to see in tomorrow's daf a lot more about it, the specifics of how the Maroch was brought. You had the Sidur of the Maroch, then you had the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and then you had to take the Nesachim, the chopped up parts of the animal, that had to be put on top of the Maroch. You had the actual Haktara. So there's a lot of different phases that needs some sorting out. But for now, the Mishnah said very clearly, there was a mitzvah to put Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the Maroch by the Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim. There was no such mitzvah to do so by the Tomet Shal Shachas. Okay, the Gemara, Tanya, Rashbi, Yomer, Pshim Vayichoy, 7-9, Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim, Shed Ton, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. How do you know that this mitzvah is exclusive to Tanu B'Shabein Rabbayim? Where does it come from? So Shenemar, he said it comes from the following two psukim. The pasuk says, "V'noslu b'nei Aharon Hakoyin Eish al Mizbeach," and then it says, "V'orchu Eitzim al Ha'ish." Now said Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "Even though the Tanu B'Shachar, even though that pasuk is really describing the Tanu B'Shachar, but the pasuk didn't have to be talking about the Tanu B'Shachar. The chesiv, because it says by the Tanu B'Shachar another pasuk, for Eish al Mizbeach tuka b'loy sichpe ubier aleh Hakoyin Eitzim ba'boiker ba'boiker v'orach aleh ha'oilo v'iktir aleh chal v'yashlamim." It says already ubier aleh Hakoyin Eitzim ba'boiker ba'boiker. So what do you need two pesukim? V'orchu Eitzim alo Eish. And then again, ubir aleh hakoyim eitzim ba'boiker ba'boiker. For aruch aleh ha'oilo. It seems to be redundant. Both psukim seem to say you have to put eitzim on top of the marocho. So he said, meinu inyin, l'tomet shal shachar, tneyu inyin, l'tomet shal beinu arbayim. Freitim, where they may eat the vidi b'tomet shal shachar. Maybe both psukim are really talking about the tomet shal shachar. And it's not redundant, but rather what the pasuk is saying is that Kehanim had to put Eitzim, and then the Kehanim had to put Eitzim again. It says twice Kehanim have to put Eitzim. Maybe they had to put Eitzim twice. You do two Zrikas, so why can't you have to put Eitzim twice? I do Eitzim, and then I do Eitzim again. V'am Rachmano Ovid, v'hadar Ovid. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, Neimakra ubier ubier. The Torah should have then said the same word. It says the first time, v'orchu, and the second time it says ubier. So from the fact that it didn't say ubier ubier, that's a raya. It's a different word, ubir va'orchu, it's talking about two different tamidim. One's the tamid shal shachar, and the other one is the tamid shal bein arbayim. Frita gemara, yikos brachman ubir, havaminu chad in trei loy. Kamash malon, the nevit chad ve'nevit trei. Now, maybe the way you're supposed, the reason the Torah changed the language is because ubir is a lashon yachid, it sounds like one kayin takes one log of wood and puts it on the marocho. As opposed to va'orchu, which is a lashon rabin, that's maybe suggesting that you need two kohanim. So maybe the reason there's a difference in lashon is one is telling me one kohen, the other is telling me two kohanim, meaning a kohen does it and then two kohanim do it. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the point. The point is, im kein neim akra ubier ubiaru, inami va'orach va'orchu. My ubier va'orchu. What's this lashon of ubier? And then afterwards va'orchu. It's not the lashon yachid, lashon rabim that we're focusing on. That we understand. Maybe the Torah is saying first one kayan and then two kayan. It's the different lashon. It's ubiyer as opposed to v'orchu. It's a different shayrish. Must be said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that it's coming to teach me halacha, not regarding the tamid shal shachar, rather regarding the tamid shal bein arbayim. So here's the point. As it relates to the tamid shal shachar, v'esh ala mizbeach tuka boy v'sichpe. Uvir haleh hakoyim eitzim abayk rabay. Uvir is a lashon yachid. Hakoyim is a lashon yachid. One kohen put eitzim. One kohen. By the tamid shal bein arbayim, that's the extra pasuk. We'll see more about this tomorrow. V'nosnu b'nei aharin hakoyim eish al mizbeach. V'orchu lashon rabim, referring back to the b'nei aharin eitzim aloish. That's tamid shal bein arbayim. That's two.
two kayanim, that shnei gzirei etzim, and that's the makar to this idea that in addition to everything that was there, two kayanim had to put two gzirei etzim regarding the tamid shel bein arbayim. Zok the gemara tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, payas, pamim yud gimel, pamim yud dalid, pamim tez vav, pamim tez zayin. So what's Reb Chiya saying? He's essentially saying what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Tomid Karev betisha basara be'achad asa b'shem asa. Give me 9, 10, 11, or 12. Reb Chiya, in his Braisa, taught the same exact halacha, but in different language. He said the payah sometimes was 13, 14, 15, 16. It's the same exact halacha. The difference is Reb Chiya is including the four that were mentioned in the Mishnah on Chafei Amid Aleph. Mishoichim, Mizorik, Mimedashin, Mizbechapim, Mimedashin, Esamenoira. And the Mishnah is only discussing Mishas, Hilachas Evarim Ve'elach. So from the Hilacha, it could be 9, 10, 11, 12. What's the total number then if you tack on the other four Kehanim that are involved in bringing the carbon damid, Mishoichim Yizayrik? So it's 9 plus 4, 13. It's 10 plus 4, 14. It's 11 plus 4, 15. It's 12 plus 4, 16. That's exactly what Reb Chiya said. So Reb Chiya's 13, 14, 15, 16 is the same as the time of the Mishnah's 9, 10, 11, 12. Reiti Gemara V'Tanya. We learned another Brice in Yud Zayin. We have another braisa that says 17. So what's the cheshbin going to be of 17? It's like the Gemara. Hayi deloy k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, elo k'Rabbi Yehuda. The cheshbin is that it's going not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds that you needed another koyin, that the same koyin that was malad eivarim onto the kevesh, that was the koyin that brought it to the top of the mizbech. But rather, there was a pious haravi that the Termin, mi malei varmin akevish l'mizbeach, that was also a pious, that was negeya, putting the varm on the mizbeach. The tan of that braisa was cheshbening the pious haravi as well. So the pious hashlishi, the pious hasheni, which is the first part of the lachas varmin and of the tamid, that's going to be 9, 10, 11, 12, or 13, 14, 15, 16, depending on if you include the first four, you don't include the first four. The gears of the mishnah versus the gears of the braisa. I have another gears that said 17, but that included the pious haravi. The gemara just, to make it a little more interesting, says it's the like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who holds there was no such pious Ravi. Elik Rabbi Yehuda, that's based on what the Gemara said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that if you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line is, it says the Gemara, that's the cheshvin of having the pious Ravi. There's one interesting Rashi, this last Rashi here before the Mishnah, where Rashi just adds just one thing that's a big discussion in the Rishayim. And that is, there were 9 Kayhanim that were involved in bringing the Evarim onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. And then the pious Aravi was Chadoshanim Yeshanim Mi Male Evarim and Akevish Mizbeach. Who's going to take it from the Kevish and put it on the Mizbeach? So the question is, how many Kehanim actually brought it from the Kevish to the Mizbeach? Was it another 9? The pious Aravi was Nachamol 9? Or was it only 1 Kayin? If you look at Rashi here in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Ahutane Islay Oid Kayin Echad. That's the cheshbon of 17. Rashi's being mafarish the Gemara. It's the seven. Who's the 17th? Rashi says it's that koyin that's going to. So it sounds like even though you had 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, it was a whole mice in terms of how many kayanim were going to bring it onto the ramp. But once it got to the ramp, at that point, it was actually very straightforward. At that point, it was only 1 koyin. It's just learn the Mishnah. Because believe it or not, the Gemara is going to pick up on a digression. So the Mishnah is very much a continuation to what we just learned. Ayil Karb Achadasar, the Ayil. So till now we're discussing the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid was a lamb. So it was brought with 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But on a regular day, it was 9. The Ayil, if it was a ram, it was brought with 11 Kayhanim. Habasar b'chamisha, 5 for the Basar, Hakrevayim, v'hasoylis, v'hayayin, and the Krevayim, that's the innards, the flour for the mincha and the wine, were each brought with 2. So you have 5 for the basar, plus 3 times 2 is 6, together you get 11. Par kar be'esrim v'arba. An axe was brought with 24 kayhanim. Harosh v'aregel, harosh be'ech v'aregel b'shnayim. The head one, the regel, this is the right regel, that's the one that's always first, that was brought with 2. Ha'ukitz, the tail v'aregel, the left regel. Ha'ukitz b'shnayim v'aregel b'shnayim. Ha'chaze v'hagera. Chaza, that's the breast, be'echad, v'ageira, that's neck, b'shloisha. Shtei yadayim, the 2 forelegs, or the hands, b'shnayim. Ushtei defanois, the 2 flanks, b'shnayim. Hakravayim, v'asayim, v'ayayim, b'shloisha, shloisha. If you do the math, you get 24. B'medvar, memurim, b'karbonus, sibur. This is all by karbonus, sibur. Karbon yachid, imratzal, lahakriv, makriv. But as it relates to the karbon yachid, there were no gairolois. If you wanted to be makrivit, you could be makrivit. And as it relates to the hefshet V'nituach hefshit was the skinning of the oyva. V'nituach was the chopping up of the oyva into pieces. For that, elav elu shavim, there was no difference between a carbon yachin and a carbon tzibur. Obviously, we just learned the Mishnah. Tomorrow, we'll learn the Gemara, and we'll see more about this exhale. But one ha'ara, one light ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and that is, the Gemara said, on daf chav vav amir aleph, amar rava, Rava said, "Lo mishkacha surber mirabanan demayri, elu daasi mishavet Levi, or mishavet Yisachar." You're not going to find a tzur mirabanan that's going to be a paisik unless he comes from shevet Levi or he comes from shevet Yisachar. Levi dechsev yoyru mishpatecha leYaakov, Yisachar dechsev u'mibnei Yisachar yoydei bino loitim ladas ma yase Yisrael. So you find a paisik that Levi is a Meira Hira, Yerim Shpatecha LeYaakov, and you find a similar pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph about Yisachar. Says the Gemara, Femi Yehuda Nami. What about Yehuda? Dechsev, there's a pasuk that says, Yehuda Mechaikiki. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samach. Incidentally, Tosa asks Akasha that if you want to find a pasuk that equates Yehuda with a Mechaikik, why do you have to go to Tehillim? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Liyasa shevet mi Yehuda u'mechaykek mi bein raglav. It's a top toisus on the yomim. But frank the Gemara, maybe Yehuda. So the Gemara, asuki shmait alibet hilchus of kamidah. Obviously, what I was referring to was a tzum rabbanan. Not that he could say a halacha. Not that he could say a lamdis. Not that he could be a meir ha'ira stam. I mean, to be mechaven to the amitos ha'Torah. To have a tzum rabbanan that's mechaven to amitos ha'Torah, it comes from one or two shvatim. It's oi mei Levi, oi mi Yisachar. Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzin was the mechaber of the Shailos HaTshuvos Shoyel HaMeishev. But the truth is, he wrote tens and tens of Sfarim. Most of them are hard to get, out of print. But Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzin was a prolific writer. In the Hakdama, the Chelek Aleph of the Shailos HaTshuvos Shoyel HaMeishev, Rabbi Yosef Shalom says that, I have to be honest with you, quote, V'hine loy ekchad koshet divrei ha'emes. I have to be honest. He said, when I originally had a thought to write Sforim, I got very, very afraid. Yan, Kiyomarti, I said, Ono ani, who am I? Hoylech liyo is doirish lal payim ule revavois. Mi anoichi ki ovoi ad haloim lahatzav liyad, lasis li shem, kishem agdoilam asher ba'oretz. He says, Who am I? How do I have a right to even think that I can contribute to the vast literature of Torah? He says, Kiyomarti, I was afraid. Pen el al gulyoni mashi yigala chisroini. I'm going to start writing Sfarim. You know, people are going to see. They're going to see all my chisroinis. Right? You write things sometimes. You say things. It's an insight into your soul. People start knowing what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And he was having a very honest moment, he writes, that I was a little bit afraid. I'm going to start writing. People are going to know who I am. He said, it's not enough that I have chisroinus. Now I need edim. I need to have a certificate that proves I have chisroinus. He says, what do I need this for? He writes that he was very, very hesitant to write Sfarim. So he says, V'kasher ho'yisi novuk bozeh. When I was thinking about this, and this was very, very much on my mind, Hivrik l'neged enei mamri chazal. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly shone in front of my eyes a Gemara. A Gemara Masechtes Yuma daf chav vav amir aleph. A Gemara that we just learned in today's daf. Amar Rava, lo mishkachas tzubim rabbanan demayri. Elo da'asi mishevet Levi, oy mishevet Yisachar. And he brings the Gemara, and he says a pilpul on this Gemara. And I'm forwarding to the middle. He says as follows. V'hinei dvarim ha'elu hir hivuni. He said, when I saw this Gemara and his pilpul and his pshan in the Gemara, he said, it warmed my heart. Ki, because I realized, avshalei zachisi liyois mei yechidei skulo, hashsula meveis Hashem, mei anoshim ha'pratim ha'shazichim ha'rambam. He says, even though I wasn't zoicha to be from the great tzaddikim, however, b'chol zois, anoichi hatzor mitzi'iri ha'levim. He said, but I am a Levi. Shebeshevet Levi hineni. I come from Levi. V'roiv mevarei ha'shulchan aruch. Says Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzin, hoya ha'keihanim levim. He says, most of the mevarei shulchan aruch were keihanim levim. Bali hasma v'hashach, hoyu keihanim. V'hataz v'amogen avram v'hashlo, hoyu levim. U'bizmanenu elu, he says in our times, hanoide b'yehuda v'afla, hoyu levim. V'aktois ha'choyshin ha'yukoyin. Kulam zichron levracha. See, he says v'imki erkum gadol harbi me'erki. He says I'm not comparing myself to those mevarei ashulchan aruch, but bechol zois ani mistabeach besifchei arozim agdolim b'nei Levi lemishpachosam. But at the very least, he says I know I come from that mishpacha. Is valken chashavti ulai eske shes gam sifsoi sayu doyve vois bechayei lo oirich yomim va'achra kein be'eski pocket yifked ruchi v'gavisi liyos dvarei nemarim v'beis medrash. You see this so often, how the Mechabri Svarim of yesteryear, they wanted so badly that the Olam should learn their Torah, and they should be Zoichat HaSef Soysai Doiva Vais Bekever. It's partial beautiful reading this. But said the Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin that he did a little bit of analysis, and he realized that Roiv Mevarei HaShulchan Aruch HaYikayhanim Levi. He mentions the Sman, the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the Shlo, the Noidib Yehuda, the Afla, the Ketzaisach Kosh, and of course we can add the Chafetz Chaim, who was a Kayan, who wrote the Mishnah Brurah, the Aruch HaShulchan was a Levi, the Kohen Rabbi. But Al Kaponim, that's Rabbi Yosef Shalom Nachmanzin said. I heard from Rabbi Yosef Ernst, the Shlita, the Rav in Alexander, my father's Rav. He showed me once a beautiful Maramachim. He showed me this Akdama from the Shoyim Meshev, and then another Maramachim, and that is in the Shailus Uchuvah's Shem Mishimin. So the Shem Mishimin was written by an Hungarian Rav. His name was Rav Shimon Palik. He was a Talmud of the Maram Shik. His father was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. He was Nifter in the year 1930. And in the Shailos HaTshuva Shevet Shimon, this is a Chayshim Mishpat, it's Chelek Aleph, it's Simon Vav. He discusses this Gemara, that there's a concept that in order to have a Meir HaRoh, Lasuke Shmaita Aliva de Hilchasa, you have to be either from Shevet Levi, or you have to be Mishevet Yisachar. And he says a Dover Nifla. He says, I think this Gemara has to be taken literally, of course. And he says, if that's the case, if you have a Kehila that's looking to hire a Rav, and there's two Rabbanim. He says, if all things are equal, there's two candidates, you have to take the Levi. He says, Pashit, Loi Mishpata B'chayra. He has to come first. Because the Gemara says that he's going to be Mechavin to Shmaita Liba de Hilchasa, the one that's not a Levi, maybe not. Now, Gubi is from Shevet Yisachar, but you have no idea. Called the Parish, Meruba Parish. But a Levi, you know, is a Levi. He has a Ksav Yichus. And he says, even though we're not always Simech on the Ksav Yichus, but you give him the second Aliyah, the Levi, and the Levi is the one that washes the hands for the Kayin when he goes to Duchen, and even the Kayin, the Kindashnoi. So it's true, we're not going to be Simech on it 100%. But as long as he can be Simech on it, we are Simech on it. So he says, "Ich verstehe nicht. If Rav is saying in Yom Chavavim and Aleph that Levi and Yisachar are the only ones, like Mishkachas Tzur b'Mirabon and Lasuki Shmaita Ali b'Deilchus Agamino, Admi Levi, Admi Yisachar." So he says, "It's pasha to me when it comes to such a halacha. That's what it should have to be." And he says a beautiful pilpul, and at the end he says a dover nifla. He says, "Val pizet noy ladlanu oid panim chadoshes." He says, "I want to say one more chiddush. This is the punchline." He says, "Could be that when you have a machlokes apoyskim." And one of the Paiskim is a Levi, or a Kayan. And the other one is not. He says, it could be, you have to be Machriya like the Levi. So he says, if there'd be a Machriya, it's Kemoy Lamashal, Bepluktav, Shal Hamogan Avram, Vahataz. Now it's interesting. It sounds like there's a machloikis between the Shoyle Meshiv and the Shem Yishimin. If the Magen Avram with Taz were, because the Shoyle Meshiv said that the Magen Avram and the Taz were both Levian. So Uncle Panim, he said, you have a machloikis from Magen Avram and Taz. Oi, beplukta hanesivus viktois lachoshin, ukedoimo. She yesh lahachriya, kimaka hataz, negan Magen Avram, kivin shahoya Levi, ukedois lachoshin, negan hanesivus, mitzat shahoya koin. Vudavar chodesh umachodesh, shiroi losum wave all of Lanias. Chiddush nifla for Rab Shimon Palik. Say chetzadik levracha in the shaylos etshuva shem mishimin. So he said, if you have a machloikis ktsais lesivus, don't try this in yeshiva. But if there's a machloikis ktsais lesivus, say the halach is like the ktsais because he was a kayin. But he says the ktsais was a kayin, and because he was a kayin, and the lesivus wasn't a kayin. So luchera, when it comes to halacha, maybe in lamdis the lesivus is, but it could be yada el al yoyna. But in halacha, lasuke shmait aliba the hilchasa. He says the taz over the mangan abram because the taz was a levi, not the mangan abram. And he says like the ktsais over the lesivus because the ktsais was a Kayan, as opposed to the Nesivis that wasn't a Kayan. But the truth is that all the Achroinim ask a starker kasha on this Gemara. The Marsha and the Rishonim already asked this kasha. And that is, we know the Gemara, we speak about it a lot. It's a Gemara in Perek Chelek. The Gemara says, regarding David HaMelech, Vashem Himoy, wherever David HaMelech was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. What does that mean? Teaches us that whenever David HaMelech said a halacha, the halacha always follows David HaMelech. It's very Chiddush Agadus on this Gemara. He says, if that's the case, I don't understand. David HaMelech came from Shevet Yehuda. So if David HaMelech came from Shevet Yehuda, he wasn't from Levi, and he wasn't from Yisachar. So if that's the case, how could it be Halacha K'moisa V'chol Malkim? It's the Marsha's kasha. In other words, the Achronim are taking this Gemara very seriously. That was the point of the Shailos HaTshuva Shem Yishem in them. Are we taking it seriously? We're not taking it seriously. If this is a real Gemara, and the Marsha's muching Vosim et David HaMelech, so Vaistois, there's a mile to being a Levi when it comes La'asuke Shmaita Libet HaHilchaza. But Akoponim, that's the Marsha's kasha. He says, I understand. David HaMelech comes from Shevet Yehuda, Avada. So if that's the case, how could it be that David HaMelech is Halacha K'moisa B'chol Makom, L'chayra, he was from Shevet Yehuda. And the Marsha says you have to say that David was different because David was a Melech. And because he was a Melech, maybe he was different. I saw the Iyun Yaakov in his Pirush on the Ein Yaakov says that maybe the Lashon of the Gemara is Amar Rav Le Mishkachas Tzur B'Mirabonah. Tzur B'Mirabonah is a younger man. So he says, a younger man, that has to be Oy da Asi Mishevi Levi, Oy Mishevi Yisachar. But once someone's already Mivugar, he's already older, he's mature, he's in midlife, he's already Ben Arbom Labina. So it could be at that point, it doesn't matter what Shevi you're going to be from. Ayin Shah. But this is the Marsha's Kasha, as I pray. If you look, the Tosi Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara already asked this Kasha. Tosi Yeshanim, Marsha, like the Bach we had last week, probably never saw the Tosi Yeshanim, but the Tosi Yeshanim already asks this Kasha, and the Tosi Yeshanim says that it's not Shver, and the reason it's not Shver is because David came from Levi. David mi Levi ka'asi. That's what he says. So the side of the Gemara and the Oizvah had the Gemara is they changed the Gersa. David didn't come from Levi. David came Yehuda. So L'chayr, if he came from Yehuda, so it can't be. It must be there's a wrong Gersa in the Gemara. They recently printed the Gilyoin, or the Gilyoinois of the Ragach of a Goyin on the side of his Gemara. So the Ragach of a used to write on the side of his Gemara, and there's a lot of Gilyoinis, and it was printed. So on the side of the Ragach of a Goyin's Gemara, Mesechtes Yuma Dav Chavavim and Aleph, so he brings the Tosi Yeshanim, and it says, V'David nami mi Levi ka, David me Levi ka'asi. So said the Ragachava that under a Taina, it's the wrong Gersa. He came from Yehuda. Said it's not the wrong Gersa. The Gersa is really right. Said it's a Mefurash Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Nyur Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, Vayihi ki yoru ha miyaldois eso elikim, vayaslahem batim. The miyaldois were Yecheved and Miriam. And Vayihi ki yoru ha miyaldois eso elikim, they had Yiras Hashem, so vayaslahem batim. They got a bracha. The bracha was batim. What's the batim? Ravishma. Machalikis Ravishma. Chadama once said batim kuna levia. They were zoicha to kuna levia. The chadama batim malchus. They got malchus. Manda omar batim kuna levia. Aharon and Moshe. It's referring to Aharon and Moshe. Kayanim, Leviim. They came from Miriam and Yecheved. Manda omar batim malchus. David nami mi Miriam kaasi. David came from Miriam. The chsiv. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Va Thomas azuva. Va yikach loy kolev es Ephros. It's a Ragach of a Goyin. That's what the Tosi Yeshanim meant. It's not the wrong Gersa. It's the right Gersa. It's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says Vayaslan Batin. According to one Mandama Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what did Batin mean? It meant Batin Malchus. Batin Malchus. David HaMelech. Where did David HaMelech come from? Miriam. Where did David HaMelech come from? Yecheved. So the Gemara to passing in the Vayayomim. Va Thomas Azuva. Va Yikach Loi Kolev as Ephros. Va Teilad Loi as Chur. And the pasuk says, V'David Benish Ephrosi. So Ephros comes from Miriam. And David comes from Ephrosi. He comes from Ephros. So Dr. Ragachov, it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says that David also came from Levi. He said, that's what Tosi Yeshanim meant. You want to know why David HaMelech is Halacha K'moisa B'chol Makom? It's because David HaMelech also came from Shevet Levi. But I was thinking, it could be, and we'll end with this, the same shot. And that is, we know the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel. The Rambam brings the whole Arichus of who exactly Shevet Levi is. V'lamo lo yizocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael ubevizasim mechav. Why is it that Levi wasn't zoicha to nachlas Eretz Yisrael ubevizasim? Mipnei shehuvdo labedas Hashem ulusharsa. Because Levi's job is to serve Hashem. Ulo hayroiz drachav hayisharim umishpatav atzadikim l'rabim. Shenemar yoyru mishpatecho liyakov v'seiroscho liyisrael. Leficha chuvdo lu midarkei oylam. It's for that reason that Shevet Levi was separated midarkei oylam. Lo yarchal muchama, they don't wage wars. Kishar Yisrael lo yinoichalim, they don't have any Yerusha. V'lo yzoichin la'atzma v'koyach gufon, ele helhim chem Hashem. Shenemar baruch Hashem cheloi. V'hu baruch hu zika lohem shenemar ani chelkocho v'nach loscha. Then the Rambam says, v'lo yishevet Levi b'van. That everything I just told you,
Yoyru mishpatecha liyakiv eserosch liyisrael. Baruch Hashem cheloi. Ani chelkecha v'nachlascha. All these psukim that talk about the greatness of Shevet Levi, they talk about the destiny and the role of Shevet Levi, are not exclusive to Levi. Ela kol ish v'ish mekol bohe ye'oilam. Ashenod v'rucha ye'oisai. Ve'hivinu midei lehibad olami lefnei Hashem l'sharsu l'avdi l'deas Hashem b'holach yosha k'moish aso alikin u'parek me'al tzavara el choshbeinus ha'rabim ha'rezen eskadish kodesh kodoshin v'ya Hashem chelke v'nachlasi l'oilam u'lo'omei oilamim v'yizkoloi v'oilam azeh dover ha'maspik loi k'mish hazik l'keihan. Any person, not only Sheva Levi, the way Sheva Levi Bavad, but anyone that wants to tap into Sheva Levi could do so. Harry David Omer, David HaMelech said, Hashem Menos Chelki V'Koisi Ata Toimech Gairali. And this is the famous Rambam that says that everything that the Torah says about Sheva Levi doesn't necessarily have to be for Sheva Levi. But the way Sheva Levi Bavad, it's possible for a person to come who's an outsider to Sheva Levi and become Shevet Levi. And the Rambam lays out how you do it, and it's a very high madrega. The lashonis that the Rambam uses is certainly not for the faint of heart. And it's to do with that the Vilna Gaon said that really the Rambam in the end of Shemitah V'Yovel was describing the derech of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says in Brachas Taflamid Hey Amid Beis that Tarbi Yasu Krab Shimon Bar Yochai for Lo Yosu B'Yod was Machleik Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel how a person is supposed to live his life. Rabbi Shmuel said how do you get minig derech eretz? You learn Torah, but at the same time you need derech eretz and you parnasa. That's the only way a main kemach in Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said no. If that's the way you're going to live your life, what's going to be with the Torah? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that no, a person has to dedicate himself 100% for Torah. And the Gemara says that many people tried Rabbi Shmuel and it worked, and many people tried Rashbi and it didn't work. But said the Vilna Gaon that even though many people tried and it didn't work, there were yechidim that it did work for. And the Gaon said that because it did work for yechidim, there's yechidim as in yechidei school of mamish. They have a right to tap into Shevet Levi, and al zen nemar v'loy Shevet Levi v'vat. Elo kol ish v'ish mikol boye yo'olam, he has a right to shteltzu. But then the Biskarov said one more thing. Biskarov said that the Rambam Firdois Hare David Oimer, David HaMelech said, Hashem menos chelki v'koisi ato toimach yaroli. So the Rav said, what did the Rambam want with that? V'hine, HaRambam v'perek du gimel, said, Messiah, Hare David Olav Asholem, Omar Hashem Enos Chelki V'Koisi Atun Koymach Gerovi. Mevur Midvarov, said Meron Agriz. This is in Griz Al HaTorah and Parashas Chayesara. It's Mevur from the Rambam. Shegam David Hoya Me'ela HaMesnagim Amidazu Shal Rashbi V'Chaverim. That you see that David HaMelech came to the Madrega Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and David HaMelech came to fulfill this Rambam, this tremendous Madrego. So he goes on, says the Rav, and he teaches Psukim in Tehillim. Mizmo l'dovet, Hashem roi lo yitechsa. Binoi steshi yarbitzeni, almei menuchasin aleini, taruch lefon ha'shulchan. He teaches up, the Brisker Rav does, the entire Mizmar, that it's all David HaMelech describing this Madrego that he achieved. But here's the punchline. If David HaMelech says the Rambam, he's the paradigm of someone that wasn't from Shevet Levi. He became Shevet Levi. Is the Eishloim that David HaMelech was from Shevet Yehuda. Avadi, he came from Shevet Yehuda. But at the same time, even though the Gemara said that when Mishkachas Surim Rabbanon, the Meiri Elo the Asim Shevet Levi, Oy Mishevi Yisach, but the Gemara brought Psukim. Rava backed it up. He said Levi the Chsiv Yoyru Mishpatechel Yaakov Eseiroschel Yisrael. That is the flagship. That is who Levi is. And the Rambam says clearly in the end of Shemitah Yovel that Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad could be Zoicha to Yoyru Mishpatechel Yaakov. Obviously the Andra Oichet. So the Rambam that said that David HaMelech was Zoicha to Hashem Menos Chelki V'Koisi Ato Tumet Beroli. He is the Rambam's exhibit A of someone that wasn't from Shevet Levi, but he became Shevet Levi. So it's Kamin Chaim, it's beautiful. That's why David HaMelech was Halacha Kamaisa B'chal Mokayim, because it's true that David HaMelech was from Shevet Yehuda. And in order to be Zoicha Lasuk Yishmait Alib the Hilchasa, you have to be from Shevet Levi. But David HaMelech, even though he wasn't from Shevet Levi, but he was from the cat of Eloi Shevet Levi Bilvad. That he was. He wasn't a Levi. Or as Gevein, of Eloi Shevet Levi Bilvad. And that cat also has the schus of Yoyer Mishpatech Liyakim Eseros Yisrael. And that is the Makar of Rava, Asuk Yishmait Alibi de Hilchas HaKamina. And maybe, that's the teretz why David HaMelech, despite the fact that he was from Shevet Yehuda, was Zoicha, that Halacha Kemoisa B'chal Makar.